Hey LaSalle, I'm Gianna Ucci.
And I'm Connor Lucier.
And welcome back to Rams After Hours, the official WLSA podcast. So, it's almost May.
It is almost May.
This year, I feel, has gone by so fast.
Way too fast. I feel like we just finished winter break, to be honest.
That makes sense. I feel like
crazy, it's going so slow. Or not slow, I mean, it's going so fast.
I feel like it's like February. Yeah. I don't feel like it's almost May. Also, it's freezing out.
It is cold. It was actually not that bad today, though. It was nice.
Really?
This morning was nice. It wasn't that bad.
I'm always cold, so it's, you know. Yeah.
You're at a disadvantage anyways.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. This year just, how do you think that this year went for you personally?
I think this year went really well for me. While it definitely had some ups and downs, I really appreciate how, I appreciate that it's been harder for me this year because I feel like that just made me more prepared for college.
Yeah.
And it's just really getting me ready for, this is stuff that is actually difficult. Like, you can't just, like, go through it.
One of my teachers the other day, he was like, you need to get used. He goes, I don't think I'm going to give any of you a good grade on this because you need to get used to not doing well. Which, for me, I was really, really mad at him saying that. Like, he was like, you know, you're not going to do as well. You're not going to get a 97 every time in college. But it's also like, I don't know, I was really conflicted because I was like, oh, it's going to bring down my GPA. But, you know I worked my hardest this year, and I know that.
Yeah, that's all that matters is working your hardest.
I agree. I think that this year has also been really hard.
Yeah, but I think that's a good thing, though. It's a good thing that it's been hard.
I think that, you know, getting challenged a little bit more, especially like coming off of COVID.
Exactly. I was just about to say COVID made everything very, very simple, and it was minimized almost. It was hard to do things in a complicated way because no one was here.
Exactly.
It was hard to get people in here. Even when we had the maroon and white days or whatever it was, some people still weren't able to come in. Some people were still doing tests digitally. Some people were doing them in person. Mm-hmm. And it was hard for everyone. And teachers weren't able to actually fully go into things.
I feel like people don't give enough credit to the teachers that have had to, like, just reform all of their planning.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone gives enough credit to them.
I feel like something that we should talk about right now, and maybe we'll elaborate on this in another episode, is have you heard about the thing that Mr. Danielian's doing?
No.
Which is, you choose your courses by what you're planning on majoring in college, which I am so jealous that they didn't do while I'm here. They're starting it next year, but it is so cool.
I think that because this LaSalle is a
college prep
school, and I feel that sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
But I think it's good that they're changing that because I know for a fact that some of my friends, I'm not going to name any names or whatever, but they're going in for theater, they're going in for music, or they're going for other things, and there are certain classes that they want to take that would benefit them.
It's true.
And benefit their college application, and they just can't, whether they're not allowed to because that's just how their schedule plays out, or it's just there's not enough room because of the required classes.
Yeah, and a lot of that is, it's, there's also, for me, I did arts track, which I do regret a little bit. I will say, like, that's my personal opinion. I know that some people took world history their senior year and they were totally fine with it. Me, I just really wanted to take, you know, theater prod and other classes that, you know, would align more closely with my major, and I can't anymore. It's a little upsetting to me, but I think that eliminating that and not putting so much pressure on you have to take 4 years of this, because if you look at the syllabus, I mean, there's really, like, only a couple classes that you actually have to take all 4 years.
Yeah, there's a few. Obviously, we have our religion, which is every year, which is and then expected, English. And that's fine. And English.
And I didn't know that you couldn't, like, you don't have to take math all four.
No, you don't. You could drop math.
science.
You could drop your math, your science. You could drop anything, which isn't recommended because schools do appreciate seeing that regardless, so it is still good to take those classes. But the other classes that you have, those can easily be swapped out.
And LaSalle has an incredible, like, course selection. I feel like nobody talks about, like,
Yeah, we have a lot of classes here that a lot of people don't even realize we have.
I know.
And there are a lot of other classes that are benched currently because we don't talk about them. So no one actually knows about them, so they can't get interested, and so that they can be restarted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that they're kind of bringing that stuff back.
Yeah.
So that it can open up how people are deciding about their education.
I agree. And I think that when you make course selections, and this is definitely a mistake that I've made, I think it's more quality over quantity. Because I was saying, like, oh, I need to take 3 APs next year. I need to take 4 APs.
You don't need
to. At the end of the day, it's what you...
As someone who's taking 4 APs currently.
Yeah.
And an extra class, it just... You don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. You just need to do what you're interested in and what will benefit you. Yeah. For me, taking those classes does benefit me. So, like, it's whatever. It balances out. But for people where that's not necessary, you don't need to do it.
Yeah.
It's just, it'll be a lot for some people.
Yeah. So, we have a lot coming up this spring.
We do. We have our production of Chicago coming up.
Chicago, it's looking pretty good. I will say, I saw some of the rehearsals yesterday. We finally put it all on stage, and it seems to be
coming together really, really well. So I'm excited to see it and to hear about it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And we also have another production. We have our, what are we calling it? Our
spring concert.
Yeah.
Spring concert. I don't know
the words.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
spring concert. Yep. Nope. That's what it's called.
Is there a title for it?
Nope.
Oh.
I forgot the words. Our theme is screen and show for that. So
it's a really cool theme.
It's a really cool theme. You have a lot of classic songs in the show, so it'll be like a throwback for some people if you're interested in theater or movies. It'll be fun, and that is on May 18th. So be sure to come.
Nice. And at the time of recording this, we have our Trash and Show coming up.
We do have that.
Which is, to me, it's like one of the coolest events because some people that I didn't know like could do like anything with art. They like turn out these huge like gowns and stuff, and it's so cool.
Yeah, it seems really interesting.
The theme is Under the Sea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Another thing is we've been having these alumni meetings lately.
We have. We've had a lot of alumni meetings.
And it's been like huge, like full class.
Just everyone.
Assemblies in the theater, like just talking about like alumni and different career paths. I feel like that's a really inspiring thing that we've started to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just hearing from experience and stuff.
I think it's a really, really good thing that they did that starting this year.
We're also embarking on 40 years of women at LaSalle.
We are.
Which is amazing. A lot of our events for the upcoming year are catered around that.
And we also have a lot of teachers here. And
we do.
There were a lot of alumni that have come in that graduated from LaSalle, either being the first class or the subsequent ones.
Yep.
Talking about how it was for them
and
how that was a interesting dynamic and how LaSalle really helped them to learn and develop.
Yeah.
And a lot of them come back. So
I mean, Miss Hayes was in the first graduating class of women. So that's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
And it's definitely impacted her a lot. What else did we talk about? AP exams are coming up.
No. AP exams are coming up, everybody. So make sure that you are studying, because if you're not, you're going to fail.
Possibly. I have a push on the day of my prom, so.
Hello, everybody. My name's Connor Lucier, and welcome back to Rams After Hours. Today, I have a very special and returning guest in Thomas Lynch. Say hello.
What's going on, guys? It's great to be back on the podcast.
Yes, we have you on quite a lot.
You know, it's been a little bit of a break since I've last been here, but it's nice to be back.
Yes, he's very active in our arts community here, which leads us right into the interview. You are in Chicago.
I am in Chicago, yes.
Our newest production.
I know. I'm super excited. I'm playing Billy Flynn, who is the lawyer in Chicago. So that's really exciting. Let's see. We're coming up on it now. We open a week from today when this podcast is being recorded. So, yeah, we open Thursday, May 2nd.
Yes.
It's come up really quick.
Very, very quick from what I've heard from other people in the cast.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we've, as with most productions, had a few struggles to overcome. But I think we have overcome those struggles. And I think we're going to have a really great show for you guys.
That's wonderful. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions about your character, who you're playing, and just the rest of the cast. So have you found it to be hard to play your character, the attitude and the...
Yeah, no, I think Billy Flynn's a very interesting character. What I think a lot of people do when they, you know, are given a character is they try to find a motive or whatever, and Billy's motive is money. He wants money, and he claims that he doesn't. One of his songs is, you know, he only cares about love, but that's a lie, you know. And, you know, throughout the show he admits he's just in it for the money. And so I think that's been very interesting for me because, you know, I just have a very different outlook on life, you know. And so kind of taking on the role of this, you know, kind of greasy lawyer who will do anything to make sure his client, you know, wins has just been quite the fun journey.
It's very polarizing from how you are in person.
Yes, it is. Connor knows.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very different.
Yeah, but, you know, it's fun to be able to step on stage and completely, you know, play someone else. You know, I think it can be kind of boring or difficult to act if you're playing a character that's very similar to yourself. So being able to go on stage and, you know, play Billy has been a great experience.
How do you feel about all the dancing and all the music? Like, what's the hardest thing for you, and then what's the most fun thing that you enjoy?
All right, well, let's see. I've always been a lot more of a singer than I have been an actor. So pretty much throughout my 3 years here at LaSalle, singing has always been my favorite thing and probably the easiest thing for me, because that's what I know, that's what I've been doing for years. And so really throughout this entire you know, course within LaSalle Theater, and especially this show, has been working on my acting, interacting with kind of other people within my scenes, and then the dancing as well. I don't pick up on dances very quickly. I have to see them over and over and over again and do them over and over and over again in order to get them right, because my brain's a little slow. you know, and that's fine. But, yeah, I think just making sure that I have all of my acting down and my singing down and feel really confident in those parts so that I can go and learn the dance and, you know, know that while I'm learning it, maybe I'm not acting, you know, 100%, or I'm not singing 100%, because my brain is focused on learning the dance, but knowing in the back of my mind that everything's going to be okay because I know I can bring it, and so it's just putting the final piece of the puzzle in.
Nice. And so we're going to dig a little deep now. This is Rams After Hours.
Ooh.
Anything goes. What show would you rather have done?
Oof.
And what do you not like about this show?
All right. Well, see, this is interesting.
It's Rams After Hours. We have to know.
Well, one of the things about me is I'm a kid who does theater. I'm not a theater kid. So I'm not well-versed in shows like some other people might be. I think I only really know the shows that I've been a part of. Plus, like, the really huge ones,
yeah.
Like Hamilton and you know, maybe Hadestown and stuff like
the
that.
The classic ones.
Yeah, you know. So, honestly, I don't really know what show I would have rather done. I think within the sphere of the chamber choir, a lot of us wholeheartedly agree that we would have loved to have done Hunchback this year. I think that could have been one that would have been super cool. I think it would have been really intensive. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that didn't happen, just given all of the crazy scheduling and stuff that's kind of just been thrown in our way, because I think it would require a lot more attention to detail than this would, and would require, just a lot more, just a lot more time than what we were given in order for it to be really, really good. So, you know, that's always one that I'm going to wish we had done this year, but I'm kind of glad that it didn't happen, because it probably wouldn't have turned out the way we wanted to.
If the scheduling had been different and the way everything panned out this year, I feel it would have been a great idea, but
yeah,
considering
no, I think
how everything's gone,
yeah, in a perfect world, that would have been great. That would have been awesome. I think it would have highlighted so many of our seniors really, really well. And I guess that brings me to what kind of disappoints me about Chicago is I think it's very limiting in giving kind of our seniors and our very talented students the ability to shine. You know, I think within the realm of male students, we have a lot of strong male seniors within the theater department this year. And so a lot of us were kind of hoping that we'd have more of a male-led show, or a show that would just give more of our, you know, guys a chance to really shine on stage. But unfortunately, there are only two, you know, main guy roles, and I was lucky enough to be able to get one of those roles. But, you know, there are a lot of people that I would have liked to have seen been given a little bit more as a final send-off. You know, within the LaSalle theater community. You know, I think it's really hard because you have people like Gabe and Wesley and, let's see, Alex. I'm sure I get Connor, you as well. I mean, we just have so many talented guys that are going to be leaving this year, and it really does kind of hurt I don't know, kind of feel like they're not given the opportunity that they deserve to, you know, really grace the LaSalle stage one last time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Thomas. Thank
of
you
course.
For joining me this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. This is great.
Of course, anytime.
Yeah. Look out for Chicago May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We hope to see you there.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to Rams After Hours, LaSalle's official podcast. Make sure you go see Chicago on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and we will see you guys next time. Bye!